For once, we're trying something new. This guy gets it.
The following trailer is rated H for honest.
Get ready for an annual event like you haven't seen since last year, where the juggernauts of gaming assemble and the dreams and hopes of eager fans are made before they're crushed 6 months later when everything gets canceled. Electronic 3. Fight your way through a stench of butt so powerful, it's like you're biting an actual ass, and press into the sweaty crowds of the LA Convention Center, where game publishers and studios from all over the world come together to show off to a seething mass of neckbeards, as each company spends ridiculous amounts of money on parties, giveaways, knickknacks, and, until they made them stop, a heaping helping of bibs. In an orgy of marketing gimmicks that would all be unnecessary if, you know, they just made a good video game instead. But hey, I'll take the t-shirt. Conspicuous consumption is my shit. Whether you're at the actual convention, or just took 3 days off from work to stream it at home in a growing pile of soda cans and powdered donut sugar, prepare your flap for the main attraction of E3.
Welcome to The Prototype. It is I, Mike the Birdman Dodd, not flying with my usual co-host, Jamie J.J. Johnson, as, quite literally, I don't know where the hell he is, and I didn't get a chance to message him this week about E3, as he's a working man now. But I'm joined by my newest co-host here on Twig, Big Papa Plump himself.
Indeed, Alex.
Yay! So yes, we are going to be talking about, as we usually do each and every single year here on the show, we're going to be talking about E3, the electronic, what's it stand for? E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Yeah, so that's held every year in Los Angeles, usually around the second week of June, where various hardware, software, and peripheral developers and publishers, everybody, comes out, shows off their cool crap that you will be throwing money at screens for you to have either this holiday season, next year, sometime down the road, or in some cases, not at all. Still waiting for that port of DayZ on the PlayStation 4, just saying.
Or Agent on the PS3.
Exactly. You know, it'll happen someday, maybe, eventually, vaporware. But we're going to be here talking about the winners, the losers, just our general thoughts about E3 this year, 2017. E3 started a little bit earlier this year. Well, kind of, sort of, though not really. EA Play opened up last Saturday. That was my wife going through the door. She's making us dinner. I may have to kill her for that.
But not until dinner's here.
I am a carnivore, and that's how we roll here on the show. But anyway, so, EA opened up the weekend by showing off a bunch of Star Wars. They showed off stuff from FIFA, NBA Live was shown, some Madden stuff, the Battlefront Quest for the Tsar, or Hunt for the Tsar, or something like that. I don't know, some expansion.
Battlefield,
yeah, which comes out later on this year. For every console, Battlefield is on. So they're still supporting that game almost a year later, which is good. I'm really glad EA is looking forward to that long-term support of a property.
But it was basically good title, sports title. Good title, sports title.
Well, I don't know. I mean, EA didn't have a bad presentation. It just wasn't anything blowing me away. I mean, they saved their Star Wars for the last half hour of their conference. They even had a 15-minute live demo of people playing the game. They had like a lot of YouTubers coming out, which evidently that's their big thing this year, is YouTubers and esports integration, because they really want to do that for FIFA.
See, everybody? We care about the fans. Look how many fans we integrated into our show.
Yeah, like, ooh, look, microtransactions. Ronaldo!
Oh, look! The new Star Wars game. It's going to have all these things you wanted. You basically meaning it has everything a normal game would have.
Well, I'm really glad that at least Battlefront looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's got a lot of support in all the areas that it needs. It's got a single player. They've promised all the DLC is free. So now they don't have to split the player base up between people who have Seasons Pass and don't.
Or it means we're not making any DLC, so it's all free.
Yeah. Well, they'd be stupid not to, especially doing like a movie year. And considering next year we'll have the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, between now and next year, We're going to get maps based on, what's this year's called? The Last Jedi? Yeah.
Yeah.
So The Last Jedi, the untitled Han Solo movie, will have some DLC from that. And it's going to span from the prequels all the way up to the newest movie, which means it'll even fill in some gaps between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. But they're not talking about that. They've just mentioned that the planets you see in the trailers are going to be there. Other things to mention, EA announced a new Need for Speed, which is basically Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, and there was some gameplay shown, but it was mostly a scripted event.
Well, yeah, and they're like, this is all in-game, which is all well and good.
But I see it, and I see the crashes, it looks really cool. But all I can think of is, why doesn't Criterion just make another Burnout game?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of glad they're shying away from the criminal element like they did the last game.
I've fallen out for quite a few games.
The last good Burnout game, or not Burnout game, that should tell you about what I'm thinking about. the last good Need for Speed I played, man, I can't even remember.
Underground 2.
Yeah.
And
PS2.
For me, it was GameCube.
Like, I had a lot of fun. Actually, I had the collector's edition for that. I got it gifted to me. But yeah, like, I wasn't blown away by that, but it looks very, very, very pretty. I will say, there's sports titles this year. I mean, it's not my game, but I like what they're doing with the storyline for NBA, where you have respect on the street, respect on the court. You also have a storyline for Madden, which carries you through, I guess, high school, college ball, all the way up to the pros.
And FIFA has a storyline for the last two games, apparently.
Yeah, where you're this new character, Alex Jones, I think the character's name was.
Think about how smart that is. That sort of forces you to go back, pay $5 at a bargain bin to get last year's
one. Or EA Access.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Which is something I subscribe to, which I actually use a fair bit, actually. EA Access.
So it'll remain to be seen if they make all that available, but it looks like they're trying to do something, and they've updated their engine. They made a big deal, I think, with Madden, that they updated the engine.
They're innovating, as they do every year, quote unquote.
All it means is that every sports title is going to be using the same engine so that it can save them money, but also it means the first major increase in quality, potentially, in the last few years.
Yeah, so it's not just a roster update. There's probably improvements to AI and everything else. But I will say, I mean, I'm not a sports guy. But if a football game could teach me football and walk me through the very beginnings of it and kind of give me a storyline, a character I can get behind, I don't know. That may be a game changer for me. I may actually give it a try. I mean, if it comes out where you could get to play the first 10 hours on EA Access, I don't know.
Yeah.
And all it's going to cost me is time.
Yeah, and I'll probably check out a YouTube video or two just to see what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, why the hell not, right?
Yeah.
So moving on to Sunday, which was the big presser, which was Microsoft and Bethesda.
Devolver,
as if you know what?
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So Microsoft decided to open the floodgates, and literally they're like, games! All the games! And you could take a shot every time they mentioned Teraflop.
Well, it was all the games, exclusive, but also on PC.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I kind of consider the Windows 10 and Xbox to be the same thing anyway.
Well,
because of the Play Anywhere thing.
True, but they're going to have a serious problem if they think that people are actually going to buy the Xbox One X at the price point they're asking. When at that price point, you could just upgrade your PC with a better video card and play all those games on PC.
Yeah, but the thing is, the PC keeps getting better, which means the requirements get better. Whereas if you buy a console, it just works.
It does just work, but it's another investment in a whole other console. When if you already have an Xbox, why would you upgrade?
See,
if you already have a PC, why would you get it?
See, that's the thing. I mean, this is the Xbox One X where it announces all these cool things, true HD, true 4K, true Ultra HD 4K Blu-ray playback, which the PlayStation Pro doesn't even have,
yeah,
and all this crap. And I don't know, because the Xbox One came out, what, 2014, right? Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Because that was Titanfall and all that shit around that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether I'm going to upgrade right away. I am going to at some point, but not in November.
And I may get it depending on what kind of trade deals I got on old games, but I look at it and I go...
I don't like how this console generation is splitting up its hardware so often.
I mean, I have a PS4 Pro, but I traded in my PS4 to get it, and I got a crazy deal. I ended up getting like $300 towards it.
See,
but this is... It's going to retail, at least in Canada...
$5.99.
We're looking at $5.99, including taxes. That's like $750 after they add all the environmental fees and a warranty and everything to it.
Yeah, like, it's funny because you look at it, and they're kind of taking a page from Nintendo's book. Because look how often they've refreshed their handheld hardware. Every 2 years or every year and a half, whatever.
But that's at a third of the price.
Exactly, and I don't like the way they're doing this. I mean... Is there a reason to have a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 4 Pro? Not yet. And no. You can't just say, oh, it's got a solid-state drive. You can slap one of those in there right now. Who gives a shit?
That's what I've done. Now, the interesting thing is, I had an Xbox One Slim, which was 4K, and I had a 4K TV. It's not one of the fancy ones with HDR. It's just an entry-level 4K. And that system would not work. It was expecting a certain color depth. It basically would only work with a higher-end 4K TV. But with the PS4 Pro, I plugged it in, and it goes, oh, your TV can't handle this resolution at this color depth. And it automatically fixed it. Hmm. And to this day, there's not a patch for the Xbox One that'll work. So I'm not even sure if I'll be able to play the Xbox One X in 4K on the current TV I own.
You'll probably need to get a higher-end one.
Yeah, and unless they release a patch or allow it to do... Or I'll just be playing everything in 1080p, and at that point... Maybe it improves the frame rate and everything a little bit better, but there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Am I going to get it? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, some of the games that they showed, some of them looked kind of cool. One of them that they've been showing off and they've been pimping out for at least 1 or 2 years now is Rare Sea of Thieves. Still don't care.
Yeah.
It's
no
pirates.
Props to give.
Yeah, it's like, yay, you're a pirate and you can hunt treasure cooperatively on your ship.
All I'm thinking is you know, nuts and bolts and...
It's like a lamer version of Black Flag, which there was a superior version of that released. We'll talk about that a little bit later on when we get to the Ubisoft conference. But yeah, it was just...
Well,
I guess it's not meant for us.
And people are hoping for... It's not Rare. Rare is not Rare anymore.
No. Rare is
Rare
since like
the
Rare,
or the classic Rare, is Playtonic now.
Yeah.
The ukulele people. So you're not going to get the experience that you're hoping for. And it just... Every trailer they've shown makes it look boring.
Yeah, it's just... It looks a little too cooperative for my taste. Because you really have to get a people who, A, aren't going to grief you.
True.
And people who really want that cooperative yarr experience. And I just don't see that in the current gaming market. You want people to role play with that, in essence. And the only game I can think of where people aren't that much trolly, or they're willing to work with you, is Friday the 13th. Because people get into the spirit of what's actually going on. So I guess we'll have to wait and see with that. What were some, one of the other, this was an indie title that stood out to me, and I've been reading some of the controversy surrounding it. I'm not going to get into it specifically, but let's just say this guy was kind of a douche, whether he still is or not, I don't know, The Last Knight. And it looks like this dystopian cyberpunk Shadowrun-inspired-esque side-scroller. It looks incredible.
To me, I thought at first it was going to be a Cowboy Bebop game.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, I'll give the game a try. And, oh, and we got a date, I believe, for Cuphead, finally.
Yeah, Cuphead, finally, after being shown at the last, like, 3 or 4 E3s, which I've played this game at least at 2 different preview events, September 27th, I think.
Something like that.
Or 28th or something.
Then there is, they finally have a kids platformer game that Lucky's
Two Tales.
Two Adventures.
Or something like that.
Super Lucky, Crazy, Alpha, Mega,
Did you
super
not think
Fox.
That was going to be Conker's?
I thought he was going to walk out on this, and then Conker was going to smash him in the head with a frying pan or something.
See, that's what I was hoping for. I'm like, all right, this is going to be Conker's. It's going to be cool.
But
don't
I looked
care.
At it, and I went, okay, this is their knack. This is their Mario. But it looks like an indie developer, but at the same time, it's being published by Microsoft, I believe, directly.
I guess they must have really impressed them.
And at first, I started laughing because the Amazon listings for it had it at $100, and then it went down to 79, and then now it's settled at about, I think, 39 Canadian, so 29 American, probably.
I wouldn't pay more than $20
well,
for it.
But if you're... And it's oh, and it comes out the launch day of the Xbox One X, so you can play a mediocre, maybe actually no, maybe it might be okay. It looks kind of slow moving, but like if you need a family game for,
It's cartoony, so it's not really going to show off the 4K visuals.
No,
you need a Gears of War 4 to show off.
Yeah,
like
or something with a lot of particle effects, or like a Mario or something. I'm sure it'll run at 60 frames at 4K, no problem, which is what they probably want to show off.
Yeah. But either way, I'm not super impressed by it, so whatever.
If it's a cheap game, I would probably pick it up to play once.
They had another one. It was like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was Dwarves and Mining.
Was that for them? Or is that
yeah,
for,
I'm pretty sure that was
that,
Microsoft.
Or is that PlayStation?
No, that was definitely Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, where, yeah, they're going down and they're mining through, and then you have to fight hordes of things as they come at you, and...
Like, okay,
and
that's
you can go through the idea is you're drilling in mines and collecting crap.
Yeah. So another resource gathering.
But here's the thing. I've seen the press conference twice, and I don't remember half the games. Like, they showed a lot of games, but nothing really stood out to me.
Nothing that's going like, oh my god, buy me now.
No, there's a lot. And again, I can't think of a single exclusive that they announced that was actually an exclusive. That wasn't coming out on PC as well, or a timed exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Crackdown. Well, that's also PC.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, yeah, they finished their presser with Crackdown 3. And it's not... I don't think it's as cool as they wanted it to be, because they were promising destructible environments. They shot at a bridge, I think.
Also, is it just me, or like the E3 they showed, was it 3 or 4 years ago? Had better graphics than what it currently has now as the final game.
Yeah, and I remember it looking better.
This looks... I showed it to my brother, and he said, oh, is that on the 360?
Yeah, like, it just... It didn't wow me. And the Crackdown games collect orbs. See, you know what game had a fun collecting orb bit to it? Saints Row 4. Because it was ridiculous. Because it took itself ridiculous. Crackdown, I know it takes itself as super sandboxy, sort of in that idea of, like, I guess Sunset Overdrive insanity, but not as over the top, I guess.
And,
but I'm like, I don't care.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't have... Here, I'm not ragging on the graphics, because it doesn't have to look hyper-realistic. It just didn't look like something that should even be on the normal Xbox and or Xbox One. And they were hyping it up like it's this amazing... It looks like they went, it's good enough now.
I guess after being delayed for so long and having all these problems with it, I mean, if that's what you're going to go with your launch or your new console, I guess congratulations.
Yeah, I think that's launch day, so is the Lucky's Adventure, whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't see anything that's a system seller. Here, like,
no.
Forza, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they show Forza. No Halo.
Yeah.
No Gears.
Yep. Yeah. Although they will get upgrades to 4K.
But so...
Whoopie-doo. It's
so,
a texture
pack. The only thing that they announced that was kind of cool was the backwards compatibility.
No, all the things they're doing with Minecraft. Minecraft, you can play everywhere. On everything. Like, I've got a friend of mine who's like the PR manager for Minecraft. That's big. That's huge. The fact that you can play
big,
with the Switch and now you can play with Xbox One.
But let's
be
real. Isn't everybody that wants to play Minecraft already playing Minecraft on their device of choice?
Yeah, but I guess it's cool how now you can play with each other's worlds.
And they're going to make you pay for it, but you can just get it for free if you have a Raspberry Pi or like, there's lots of platforms where you can just get it for free.
What, Minecraft?
Yeah.
Officially?
Yeah.
You still have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it when you have a Raspberry Pi or any of those Linux consoles or anything.
Well, you get what I'm...
From a traditional standpoint. I see it and I go, is this a real announcement? Sure, it's like Doom running on your calculator. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah, but it makes a lot of people happy, because now it's truly everywhere.
Yeah. Although, wasn't there talk of Sony not allowing crossplay?
I don't know. Truth be told,
something
I'm
thinking there was something.
Sony, I think that's maybe with like Rocket League.
It's Rocket League works with PC, and it'll work with
Or maybe Rocket League allows you to play. I don't know.
I'm it's not something 100%. About... Or no, Rocket League's going to be on everything. It's there was one game they specifically said wasn't going to work. it wasn't going to be cross-play only with Sony for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember what it was. But still, that was... There wasn't anything I could really think of that, other than what we've talked about, that stood out as a different game.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else from the press conference. I mean, now we did talk about them talking about backwards compatibility with the OG Xbox, the original black monolith itself. That's a big deal. Your original Xbox discs will work. That's huge. If Microsoft has done anything right in this console generation, backwards compatibility. I mean, Phil Spencer came out and said at least 50% of Xbox One users have played a backwards compatible title. I play a lot of backwards compatible titles. However, it's up to the individual developers to make their games compliant on Xbox One, which is why it took us so long to get Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Red Dead Redemption, and whatnot. But one of the games I did mention, which was a pack-in title, I think, or at least it was very, very popular with the OG Xbox, was Crimson Skies High Road of Revenge or something.
Something, but...
Either way, Crimson Skies.
All I can think of is, if everybody was upset about Wii and Wii U, we have Xbox.
360.
Xbox 360. Xbox One, which isn't the original Xbox. Xbox One S, which is the slim version of the Xbox One. And Xbox One X, which sounds like S, but stands for Extreme, maybe?
See, one thing that would make me happy with all the announcements of backwards compatibility, and they're kind of doing it, is I want more Xbox arcade titles to be compatible. Because I still have, like, Marvel vs. Capcom stuff that only work on my 360.
Very true.
So, and I would love for them to port Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Stuff like that. Bring modern kind of side-scrolling platform, or not platforming, beat 'em up. But no, I think Microsoft had a good conference.
Yeah, like it wasn't outstanding. There wasn't anything crazy bad about it. They had some...
I think the biggest surprise from them was probably OG backwards compatibility and just how realistic Forza looked.
Yeah, it's going to give Gran Turismo a run for its money.
I think Forza looks better than Gran Turismo almost every year. Almost. I've had some years where Gran Turismo looks a little better, but you see a faster turnaround from Forza. Because I guess you have Horizon, and then you have Forza Motorsport, wherever it goes between Sim and Arcade.
Yeah.
Wherever the years it switches off. But, you know, overall, another thing to note is we finally... got confirmed Assassin's Creed Origins, where you're in ancient Egypt. I think this looks cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I've not been super into the games in the past, but I'm willing to maybe give it a try.
It looks like they're resetting the series. It's like a soft reboot, so it's not Desmond's story anymore. It's somebody else's. So I'm okay with that. One thing that I noticed that was missing from this year, no HoloLens.
Good.
I think the technology looks cool, but no one knows what to freaking do with it.
Exactly.
Which is disappointing.
I can't believe what we forgot.
What?
That coincides with these past two conferences. Anthem.
Oh, yeah. Anthem. The big Xbox. It's not going to be an Xbox exclusive, obviously.
No.
But it's BioWare's big reveal, what they've had the A-team working on. Basically, it looks like Destiny meets Evolve. And I'm okay with that.
With jetpacks.
Yeah, with jetpacks. So, okay. It looks cool.
I'm going to give it a try, and it depends. If I don't have an Xbox One X, I'll be getting it for the PS4 Pro.
Pro Jared pointed this out to me, pointed this out in his breakdown of the conferences, and I thought it was so, so perfect. When they showed the gameplay for Anthem, they have a forced gameplay chatter, and they're going back and forth, like, oh, you think we should go down here and look? Yeah, buddy needs the XP. I hate that about...
Hey, guys, got it this weekend.
Yeah, like, I hate forced chatter like that.
Well, we'll save that for another day.
But then again, if it was true online chatter, it'd be racial slurs and noob speak, so...
You know, where the F were you?
Yeah, get over here, N-word, you know, like,
oh, shit, geez. shit,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Exactly, and then like, ah, bang, fuck, I'm dead. So, yeah. Whatever. But no, overall, Microsoft had a good show. I think the biggest surprise for me was OG Xbox compatibility. I think that's very cool. Forza looks great. The announcement of the console officially, and it not being called Scorpio, I really think is kind of a step backwards.
There needed something to differentiate it, and like I said, it's you have an Xbox One, an Xbox One S, and an X, and those two letters are too similar in how you say them.
Yeah. Like, it sounds like someone's username from, like, the early 90s or
and
something.
They can't call it Pro, because then people are going to get the PS4 Pro, but why couldn't they have called it, the Xbox One Ultra, or U, or Xbox One, or even Xbox One 4K?
Nah, because then you get confusing. I think Scorpio would have sounded cool. Then they could have gone with the whole... Because then you wouldn't have got it confused.
I think they didn't want to do that because they don't want people to think it's a different generation.
That's fair. So moving on to Bethesda's conference, which was only about 40 minutes, but it was held at midnight here on the East Coast, so 9 p.m. Pacific time. Big announcements to come out of this. Skyrim for the 1,000th time in VR. Fallout 4 in VR does look kind of cool, but it's coming out this year. In fact, everything Bethesda showed this year, which there was new DLC, I think, for Dishonored 2, I think. They showed more of Morrowind for Elder Scrolls Online. They showed... What else did they show?
The new Dishonored.
Yeah, the new Dishonored expansion. And they also showed off a new Wolfenstein, the new Colossus, I think it was called. Which evidently has people pissed off because killing Nazis is now bad. Whatever.
People need to relax.
I'm sorry. Nazis are bad people. Deal with it.
And did they announce the Switch version of Skyrim as well there?
Yeah. But still no date on it.
No.
Or no way. Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's a fall date?
Look it up.
All right. Let's do this.
Really fast. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm glad Bethesda is at least making good... Doom in VR. Doom in VR should be kind of cool, actually. I think that would be actually really, really exciting. But overall, though, Bethesda... It was short, it was sweet, it was good. Pete Hines, who's like the marketing dude over there, or the head PR guy. Guy is so chill, just comes out, is like, it's going to blow your fucking mind. And I think that was an exact quote. Or something like that. He was just so chill.
Something to that effect.
Yeah. So, Skyrim Switch?
I am seeing dates and Q3, so winter.
So, yeah, you'll
or
probably
before,
see
sorry,
it
right
this
before.
Year?
Q3 would be up until the end of September.
So, you'll probably see it for Black Friday at least?
Yeah.
Probably. So, we'll wait and see when an official date gets announced. I think they've already said there is no mod support for it, but not like the internal memory on the Switch is anything huge anyway. So, who's to say? Who's to say? Moving on to the next press conference the next day, which was Ubisoft.
Well, wait, it was Devolver.
No, Devolver. We're not going to talk about it, but here's why. Go watch it.
Yes.
Because it's so weird.
If we want to talk about what won the show, not for your traditional reasons, it won our hearts.
Yeah, it won my heart as, you get it. They probably just were, hey guys, we got a budget this year, but nothing's really wowing people. Can we spend it any way we want? Sure.
It blows my mind that they announced it as an actual press conference and from what they actually released.
Yeah, it was impressive.
But yeah, go watch it on their YouTube channel.
Next coming up was Ubisoft. This is their best presser in years.
And yet, no Aisha Tyler.
Which was really weird. I genuinely missed her. I mean, I'm not missing Mr. Caffeine. That guy can kiss my ass. But... No, this was a great showing from them. They showed off a lot of new things and a lot of things that got people excited. They showed off Assassin's Creed Origins again, a little bit more in depth. They showed off South Park, nothing new, but they gave us a firm release date of October 17th for The Fractured Butthole. They showed off The Crew 2, which I thought was going to be stupid. And it wasn't.
And then I saw planes and motorcycles and...
ATVs and boats and everything.
It's
like,
everything.
Yeah, it's basically, like, here's... If it's got a motor, play with it.
Now, the game of the show for me was the Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah, unexpected. I never expected to see Mario in a tactical deployment RPG XCOM style.
Yeah, pretty much.
It looks cool. And they nailed the aesthetic, too. I like the Rabbids Princess Peach. Basically looking her up and down as if to say, sup, bitch.
And even though Ubisoft made it, it doesn't look or feel like a normal third-party title would be.
Yeah.
It looks like they worked in unison to develop it.
And even Miyamoto came out and said, this game looks cool. The guy who worked on the game started crying in the audience. He's like, man, Miyamoto thinks I'm cool. That says something.
That sold it. Like, that game is a day one pre-order buy for me.
Yeah, and that comes out in August.
Yes.
And the game's been leaked for quite some time, but August, that's pretty cool.
They had the I guess, spiritual successor to Black Flag.
Yeah, they had a game called Skull and Crossbones, or Skull and Bones, or something like that.
Yeah, Skull and Bones.
And it's basically the best parts of the naval combat from Black Flag and Rogue. And you have to defeat pirates to steal money, or booty, I guess. And you can be tracked down by other pirates, and eventually pirate hunters show up. And you can plan how to attack with your fleet. You can get on top of the crow's nest, launch long-range mortars. You can board other ships to steal their shit. But you got to get out before the pirate hunters get you, because their defense is so ludicrously high, you probably can't kill them. But it looked really cool. I'm thinking, man, that's all the best parts of naval combat. I am in.
And
pirates is a hot thing right now.
Yeah, it's the new zombies.
Yeah, which is weird. Sea of Thieves and Skull and Bones, and I know it was another pirate game.
Oh, there's probably a couple.
No, it was that stupid one on the island.
The
Minecraft ripoff.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I can't. See, that's how unmemorable it is. I just don't give.
They had a few others that they showed. There was that tease for Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, which finally confirmed it.
I have to go back and play the first. Now, you know there's going to be a remastered version or something.
Oh, there already is. It's already backwards compatible on the Xbox.
But, okay. I'll have to get an Xbox then.
Maybe on PS3. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
Yeah, like there's that. But did you notice the one gaping hole in their press conference?
What?
Nothing Tom Clancy?
Yeah, that was kind of weird. And I read an interview post E3 with one of the guys from Ubisoft saying, the Tom Clancy franchise or Splinter Cells, they've got a lot on their plate right now, so when a spot opens up, they'll do something with it. I keep hoping year to year, and I keep bugging my I got a couple people over at Ubisoft I'm friends with, and I'm like, please give me another Tom Clancy Splinter Cell. Because I thought Blacklist was friggin' fun. Yes, it wasn't Michael Ironside, but the game itself was great.
I figured there would have
been. Even the Wii U version had a really clever thing with the pad where you could fly the drone.
I figured they would have made some sort of announcement for DLC or something for
Rainbow Six?
Rainbow Six or The Division or something else that they're currently supporting. But
I think The Division is still owed one more DLC.
Yeah, there wasn't, as far as I could tell, any announcement regarding it.
Yeah. So that was a thing. So I guess
overall, pretty solid.
Yeah, Ubisoft had a really strong showing this year.
And then the stupid dancing segment.
That just took me by surprise. I was actually harassing one of my Ubisoft friends on Twitter. I'm like, if that's you in the panda suit, I'm losing my shit right now. It wasn't him, unfortunately.
Just bad dancing, bad singing.
But at the same time, it's a game that sells units.
And the Wii lives.
Yeah, and the Wii lives. They're still doing it.
$39, original Wii. Maybe next year they'll have another one.
They
don't have to change the engine at all. It's just updating the songs. That's it.
Updated songs. There's even like a season's pass for it or something. So, yeah, I mean, Just Dance, hell, it helped me lose 15 pounds. So, if you want to see me, shake my ass. But, yeah, overall, Ubisoft had one of their best shows in years. And I'm really, really happy for them. The next big event was Sony's. We were both expecting gangbusters.
It was so short.
It was boring.
And
some cool stuff.
It was a couple trailers. And then it turns out it's because everything they wanted to show, they ended up showing during their YouTube live streams, like over the next 3 days.
And even still, it wasn't all that impressive.
No, I mean, it's I don't care about VR.
Yeah, and Sony, I think they jumped the gun with VR. They they're like, we'll have 40 games available by this time next year.
VR is $100 more than the Xbox One X, and you already have to buy you have to buy the $500 Pro to get the full advantages of it.
And so it's not as good as the Oculus Rift. It's not as good as the HTV Vive or whatever.
Yeah, after buying the VR kit with the camera and all that, and the PS4 Pro, and at least one game, you're like $1,500 in the hole. At that point, you could buy a gaming PC that already does all that and more.
Yeah, like, it's not worth it. And, like, it relies on last-gen tech, too. The camera's not all that advanced. You're using PS3 Move controllers.
Well, and it's, not to mention, I would have rather seen Vita stuff there. But instead, it was VR this, VR this. And the crowd is silent when they're talking about VR.
Oh, yeah. Like, no one cares.
Nobody cares. It's dead. Throw it away.
Well, and they wanted to do some really impressive things. Like, because I know last year when they announced it, they were like, oh, yeah, look at Star Wars VR. Look at Batman VR. All this stuff. They promised, like I said, 50 titles by this time next year. And I can name maybe four.
Well, the problem is, they can't invest a $100 million game project that's VR only because nobody has it.
Although, supposedly, it's sold well.
What? So,
I know two people out of the 3,000 people I have across... Or actually, out of the 5,000 people I have across all my social media platforms, I can think of maybe five people that have it. Maybe.
So
three for sure.
So you're looking at less than 1% of penetration into their market.
Yeah, like, okay, that's that,
like,
cool.
The Vita is sold more than that.
And the Vita, they've basically abandoned.
Yet there are games slated to come out, and they've announced it, but almost every one of them is listed as a PS4 and Vita.
Yeah. So it's a lot of, yay, it works.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I wanted more out of it. Now, we did get Uncharted... Legacy.
Yeah, Lost Legacy.
Which is cool, because it's like Chloe and the other person. We got God of War, or Dad of War.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty cool.
Definitely.
Which, once again, I saw people getting pissed off about that on Twitter, but whatever.
No, big deal.
One thing, this baffles me, and I guess it's meant to show off the power of the system, but do we need another Shadow of the Colossus remake? I'd rather them do a different game.
I'm speculating, but the logical part of my brain is saying they're probably going to be including whatever Colossus is. And there were some that weren't included in the original game because of budget constraints. If they came out with this, they would not waste the money developing this game from scratch with a new engine unless there's a sequel on the way and they wanted to test the waters, or they wanted to justify the production of the second game by paying for this engine for this game.
I don't know. I mean, either way, I wasn't
impressed. That's the
only
way. There's nobody. Why would anybody want this? There's already been a remastered copy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like,
and this is not remastered. This is ground up, brand new.
Yeah, like, I don't see it. I've played it. It's a great game, but I don't see the need to own it again. I would have been more happy with an Infamous game, but we know what they're working on. Spider-Man.
Which looks good.
Which looks amazing.
Looks really good.
It looks like it's maybe a little bit on rails. Like, yeah. It maybe levels instead of an open world. But if you can do... It's very much Spider-Man Arkham.
True.
Which is cool. Don't get me wrong. It looks neat. And it's different from every other open world Spider-Man game we've seen.
Yeah.
Because the last one we got was The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I think.
And it's probably crappy.
And it was okay. I liked it. It's a guilty pleasure game for me. But it was, you know, it was not something you're going to pay $60 for.
Or $79 here.
Yeah, so... I'm trying to think of what else did they...
Well, I'll tell you...
Oh, here's something we didn't see. No updates on Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And here's the thing. Later on, I went through all of Square Enix's 3 days of coverage. That's 15 or 16 hours of coverage. Nothing. Not one mention.
We saw something about, I think it was called Days Gone,
yep.
Which is Last of Us Lite. Which looks great, you know, zombie bears.
I think that's Naughty Dog.
Yeah, I think so. Which is cool. So, all right, I'm cool.
But
I'm in.
No Jack and Daxter, no Ratchet and Clank.
No Last of Us 2.
No Last of Us 2. What other major franchises do they have? No Infamous, no...
Killzone.
No Killzone. I was kind of hoping for a Twisted Metal.
But they did show off more a VR project from one of the guys who did one of the Killzone games, Supermassive Games. I think it was called Bravo Team.
Okay,
kind of a VR shooter. Okay,
whatever. And that one where you're the mouse, or you're helping the mouse get around.
I can't remember what the game was called, but it's basically Mouse Guard, which is an RPG.
I'm gonna think it's a one word name.
Yeah, it's something.
I'm gonna look it up.
But yeah, I mean, Sony. I was expecting so much. I was expecting a wow. I was expecting some guy to come out and talk for a few minutes about, here are the wonders of the PlayStation 4 Pro. Here's what we have coming out this year. And it's wowie zowie.
Yeah, exactly. It's called Moss.
Yeah, and instead we got, okay, here's a couple talking points. Here's trailer. Good night, everybody.
Oh, and it was, yeah, the whole thing was like less than 50 minutes.
Yeah, like it was trailer, 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 trailer.
They had nobody come out and talk at all.
No, he did for about 30 seconds.
No developers.
Yeah, no developers. He's like, and here's something that's a PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I kept twiddling my thumbs going, okay, where are the RPGs? This is the RPG system. This is the RPG system.
Oh, they did show Monster Hunter World.
Which
evidently is a big deal. I don't know. I don't play the franchise, so I couldn't tell you.
It's for the Spurg Lords.
No comment. He's on his own there, folks.
But it's I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, I don't care.
Though
they did show off a demo for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
It looks
like
crap.
The story demo. Yeah, a lot of people do not like this.
It looks like 10 years old.
Yeah, Chun-Li looks weird.
The facial animations, it's like Andromeda flashbacks all over again.
Although, I was surprised they had a demo available that night. That surprised me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me if it's not finished.
Oh, they've got until September.
Yeah.
My guess is they'll have a beta build by Evo. So people will be playing this game near completion in a month.
Yeah.
So Sony, I think, was the weakest of all the press conferences.
By far.
By far. And now we come to the quote-unquote big one. Nintendo did a Nintendo Direct. And then they did Treehouse for the rest of E3.
Which showed a lot more.
Yeah. So Nintendo, they showed off Super Mario Odyssey. Looks fantastic.
Really surprising, the possessing of things with, like, you can be basically anything.
Yeah, you can be a Mario T-Rex. You can be a Mario Bullet Bill or a Hammer Brother or a shark or
a
whatever.
A taxi or you take over that other guy. There was a human.
Yeah, so you can do a lot of things, and it looks cool because Mario games are not known for slacking on creativity.
No,
so that's cool. I'm totally down for that.
And they showed more of the Rabbids one, which also looked cool.
They showed off Fire Emblem Warriors, which is, I guess, like Hyrule Warriors. You just fight people, but Fire Emblem.
That'll get people interested.
Yeah, because I know nothing. I know it's that's Marth, right? Yeah, Fire Emblem. Yeah, that's Marth.
Yeah, I have friends that have played a lot more.
And Xenoblade is the different thing. That's Shulk and all that.
That one, you know, I was like, anybody else in the room had to shut up while I watched it because I was starving for RPGs, and it looks good.
Yeah.
In fact, during their Treehouse events and that, there seemed to be more role-playing games coming to the Switch than any other platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost like it's 1994 all over again.
One of the big announcements, and this is when everybody was like, oh my god, my pants are swelling. Metroid Prime 4, big deal. But I dare say to that... Big deal. No date. No trailer. No nothing.
No character animation. Not even a still frame of concept art.
Yeah, just here's a 4 animated with like some phase on it.
With the original logo of the other games.
Yeah, like, okay, cool. It's like in development.
Well, especially when they had an actual working original Metroidvania style game coming to the 3DS.
In September.
That they showed off the next day during their, like, 8 hours of streaming.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. How about we ditch Fire Emblem Heroes and show a 3DS game? That's the thing. During their Nintendo Direct, not once did they talk about the 3DS.
Nope. Yet they officially said they're supporting it for many years to come.
Yeah, so what the hell?
They saved all those titles for the Treehouse events.
Yeah, like, I wasn't super blown away by that. And everyone's like, Nintendo just won E3 with new Kirby, Mario.
And
no.
To be impressed to win, quote-unquote, this E3, it has to be games that are coming out this year.
I think Kirby's next year. Yoshi's next year.
Everything's next year except for the Rabbids game, Mario.
Yeah.
And the Warriors game.
Yeah, so...
Everything else. And the Metroid that they didn't show is coming out this year.
Yeah, like, I'm like... I don't think Nintendo won. They had a very Nintendo showing. And what I mean by that, it's what I've come to expect.
Oh, and a core Pokemon title in, like, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, like... Oh, Pokken DX.
That's coming out, but it's not a new game.
Yeah, it's a port.
So, I mean, no, if you had to go with who won, it would be Ubisoft.
I really think so, too.
They really shocked people with that
rabbit. Ubisoft, Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony.
And then, and Bethesda was whatever.
Bethesda.
Square Enix, I was really hoping that they were going to announce those mobile Final Fantasy games. Is it not a logical step, since they're already on a mobile platform, to port them to the Switch?
You'd think so.
Which is the same hardware.
They showed
special announcement for Mobius Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy Exvius, the two big titles they have. And it was DLC tie-in with Final Fantasy XII that's coming to the PS4. And I went, that's not a special announcement. No. Special announcement would be...
That's something you tag at the end of a press release.
No Project Octopath, which they showed earlier in the year. Lost Sphere, which is the same studio that made I Am Setsuna.
Yeah.
That's their indie house that they bought, Tokyo RPG Factory, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a classic Super Nintendo game where the world is being erased into mist and you're slowly unlocking parts of the world as you go around.
I just had a thought. Nintendo did not talk about their virtual console or their online service.
No, they announced that at their direct earlier, just saying... And I think
we'll have something to talk about.
They confirmed the price. That was it.
Like $20-$25 or something.
$24 American, $30 Canadian, something like
whatever.
That. Yeah,
but piss off! Like, give me something. E3 should be a big deal.
And
for
Reggie did say that they've been getting a lot of complaints about not having cloud saves, any way to back up your games at all, because they're locked to the cart. They're not locked to the system.
Yeah,
and that they're current. That at least he has no real say, being just the figurehead. He's the figurehead for America and Canada. But that Japan is looking into it. That stupid headset thing they had, where you have to have a million cords, that is one company's solution, not every company. Meaning, you're going to be able to use Bluetooth headsets, but it'll have to go through your phone. So it doesn't make any sense as to why, seeing as in the actual hardware people have done a teardown, it's all there. It's just software they're not turning on.
See, for all the love the Switch gets, I don't get it.
I can tell you exactly why they're not allowing you to connect directly to the Switch with your Bluetooth headset or using that.
It's vulnerabilities?
No, it's not that. It's the controllers are Bluetooth, and they probably tested it and found they were losing connection. Too many devices connected in the stack. So it's a flaw in the design. But here's the thing. Are you really going to be talking a lot on the Switch games?
But that's the thing, though. If this is meant to be a home console and a portable one, too...
But it's not your main console, and it won't ever be your main console.
That sucks.
Yeah.
For me to replace the Wii U, I would like to have a little bit of online conversation while I'm playing, say, Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Or then Smash Bros.
Make sure you have your phone.
Which, where the hell was the announcement for Smash?
Yeah, no Smash.
But there's DLC... Breath of the Wild.
No Mario RPG. Well, they're porting Superstar from, I guess that was the Advance. They're porting that to the 3DS, which wasn't in their presentation either.
Yeah.
Neither of those. Oh, there was a DLC update that we already knew about for Zelda.
There's new amiibos.
No Donkey Kong game. I was surprised there's no Donkey Kong game.
We just had one last generation.
Yeah, but... Something.
I'm just glad we got a new Metroid. New Metroids. They're not this Galactic Federation bullshit.
But again, we're what now? 12 years on and no F-Zero?
Yeah, I was going to say no new Star Fox, considering how Star Fox U tanked.
No, but you'd think maybe now they'd go F-Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised. Or hell, man, you really want to impress me? Give me a new Jet Force Gemini. That game was cool.
That's rare.
Yeah, but still, it was on the 64.
Yeah, but they... You think Microsoft let them use that?
Money speaks volumes.
Very true. Very true.
But yeah, I mean, overall, this year's E3, it was okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't blown away.
And I've gone through and watched all the trailers that came from the individual companies as the days have gone on.
Even the Call of Cthulhu trailer didn't wow me.
No.
It was cool, but...
Yeah, Focus Home Interactive's having some pretty cool stuff coming out, but... Oh, there was... Square Enix showed off the prequel to Life is Strange, which looks good.
But it's not the same voice actress doing Chloe.
No, but it's a the main series, the main company, Don't Nod, is working on the sequel.
Yeah.
And they got a third-party company to do the...
Well, that and the writers, or the voice actor strike.
Yeah.
But
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go.
For me, my game of show is... I think Skull and Crossbones looks great. I saw an extended gameplay for the Fractured Butthole. That looks really funny.
Yeah, we'll talk after you're done grinding on our chubs.
It's, oh my god, and boogers and cum, and it looks funny. It looks like the writing has gone up a notch. And even Assassin's Creed, what should be a tired title. Now, admittedly, the boss battle looked like they were a little too spongy. But maybe they'll fix that, or maybe he just had a really shitty weapon. Oh, yeah,
it looked like it was taking way too long.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe they'll fix that. But overall, I'd say Skull and Crossbones.
Mario. But Mario was announced, but as far as surprise, and what won the show for me was Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah, I'd say surprise for me was Rabbids for sure, OG Xbox compatibility, and just how good the OG Spider-Man game, or the Spider-Man game looks. But I hope it's not Spider-Man QuickTime Event.
No, and there was, of course, a bunch of indie titles. Like I said, Lost Sphere, I'll be playing that on the Switch.
There's some game where the executive producers, like Elijah Wood for Ubisoft.
Oh, that's the VR experience. The VR experience where they're going to freak you out thinking that you're inside of somebody else's mind.
Or some shit like that, that looks okay.
I also forgot, they didn't show it at any of these main press conferences, but the trailer for the new Sonic Forces looks good.
Yeah.
It looks fast, and it doesn't look crappy, which is all I can ask for in a Sonic game.
Yeah. So, that's what our thoughts are on E3 2017, another one in the books. As always, if you want to interact with the show, you can do it on Twitter, at This Week in Geek, at Birdman Dodd, at Gravy Moose.
That is correct.
That is Alex's Twitter. Our feedback, I don't think our feedback email is working right now, but you can email Mike at thisweekingeek.net, and I'll get it, and I always respond to everything. So get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, big thanks to Mike Blanchard and Steve Megatron Phillips over at the Geekcast Radio Network, who have been editing these for me and keeping the hearth fires going while I work on my recovery, which I announced this on the Injustice Review, which hopefully you've heard by now. I'm going to be coming back to Twig full-time in probably about 2 to 3 weeks. Topic shows will resume. Me and Alex will start doing the prototype. I'm going to try and get Jamie back on the show. Just need to get his schedule figured out, and it'll be the three of us.
Yes.
And it should be good, so I'm really looking forward to just having more content, coming back to you guys, entertaining you, the people, because without you, I would not be doing this as a regular gig. And as always, TerribleWarriors.com. We're doing some really cool stuff this summer. We got some neat stuff. Hopefully you've been listening to our Stargate and our Friday the 13th campaigns, which just wrapped up.
Tons of fun.
Which, once again, you can find that over at Dice Warriors on Twitter or TerribleWarriors.com. So, for the prototype, we have been...
Alex.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodds, and live free or die hard. I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
We are the first. The first to see the gods. The first to tame their beasts. The first to guard the soul from evil. we conquered this land and built an empire. But there are whispers on the wind. A brotherhood born in the shadows. They are the first to call themselves the Assassins.
Available October 27th. Pre-order now and get a bonus mission, Secrets of the First Pyramids.